So with spring finally upon us and the warmer weather fast approaching, people are going to be looking to get outside and take advantage of the weather. And one of the biggest attractions come the summertime here in the community would be none other than Chiefswood Park. So here to talk to me about some of the park's upcoming events is Chiefswood Park's coordinator, Shauna Porter. Good morning, Shauna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. So I just wanted to start with asking how nice it must be for the park to have things opening back up and restrictions being lightened or even lifted altogether, which allows people to be getting back out and into the park.
It's really good. We have went to almost 3 years now with like being open, being closed, not having big events and not able to welcome the community because of COVID. So it's nice to finally have everything opening.
And can you tell me about some of the amenities that are offered within the park? I know you guys offer camping, but you've also added some pretty nice cabins as well, right?
Yes. So we have 16 log cabins, 5 grand cabins that sleep 1 to 8 people, and then 11 small cabins that are sleep about 1 to 6. Each cabin has a little kitchenette with plates, cutlery, cookware, 2 burners, private washroom and shower, heating and cooling, and Wi-Fi. And then we have 2 accessible cabins with electric lifts and 3 pet-friendly cabins.
And then obviously you guys have the regular camping too, right?
Yeah, so we have rough camping, which is along the Grand River. And then we have service sites as well for like trailers, hookups and stuff. And then new this year, we're doing 8 glamping cabins, glamping huts.
And how can customers go about booking those?
They can head to chiefswoodpark.ca and there's a book button you can click and it will take you to our booking system.
So Shauna, you were telling me about some of the new features that were going to be added to the park too. Can you just expand on those for me?
Yeah, for sure. We have the 8 glamping sites this year, as well as mini putt, splash pad opening mid-May. We have a park store with goodies, park merch, and giftware and artwork from local Indigenous artists. And we also have an AR/VR experience with storylines that focus on Haudenosaunee culture.
And can you just let people know on anything that they might not know about the park?
Yeah, sure. Things you might not know about the park, we're pet friendly. We have canoe, kayak, and supboard rentals. In the winter, we have tubes for sleigh riding, snowshoe rentals, a boat launch, pavilion and ground rentals for corporate wellness retreats, shower facilities available for public, pay per use.
And for any of the paddle boards and the canoe and kayaking, you guys offer full guides and tours for that?
We do a safety run through, and we have all the equipment that you need, like paddles, safety gear, life jackets as well.
And with that being said, can you tell me about some of the upcoming events that community members will be able to look forward to when they're attending the park in upcoming months?
For sure. So we have our usual summer fall programming that runs. So we have sunrise, sunset paddles, yoga, archery. We're having movie in the park this year and then different basket workshops as well. For May, our big event that's coming up is the Spring Indigenous Market. That will be May 28th, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's going to be over 45 vendors and bouncy castles for the kids, food trucks, and also a smoke dip competition.
And that's the first annual running of the event, correct?
Yeah, our first time we're going to host it. Yeah, we're excited.
So can you tell me how it came to be? You guys are hosting it in partnership with the Woodland Cultural Center?
Yes. So initially we had the Spring Indigenous Market kind of idea running, and Woodland reached out to us and asked if they could host their annual smoke dance competition, and they picked the same date as the market, so we're like, why don't we partner? And that's how it pretty much came to be.
And will there be different categories for the smoke dance competition, or is it just pretty much open and come as you are?
No, I'm pretty sure there's going to be categories. They're just finalizing that right now, so that should be up on their website soon, and then they'll probably advertise that in a little bit.
And will that be a free event?
So right now we're asking for canned goods, a food donation, like a canned good, or money donation that we're going to pick a charity to put it towards.
So beyond the Indigenous Spring Market, you mentioned some other events too that were happening maybe a little later on in the summer.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have a Ungwehoe artist series, which focuses on local artist giving workshops. So we'll have basket workshop, water drum and horn rattle workshop, a bead it hat workshop, and a moccasin workshop. These will be running throughout the month of June. So if you check the website for the dates, that would be awesome. We're going to have a wellness retreat June 10th to the 12th. Walk through the seasons, May 17th, July 13th, and October 18th. So that event is, we're going to go for a walk around the park and talk about plants and trees, identify them, and talk about the uses and all that stuff. We have a Paint Your Paddle Night, August 27th. So we have mini paddles that we're going to paint. And then after we're done painting, we're going to go for a paddle along the river and then come back and you can take your paddle home.
And anybody interested can just head over to the website to register?
Yes. So these are just a few events that we have. You can head to cheesewoodpark.ca or you can call 519-752-3969 for more information and to reserve your spot.
Okay, that's awesome, Shauna. And I just want to thank you for taking your time to talk to me about the park getting ready for the busiest time of the year for you guys, no doubt. So good luck with all the events, and I'm looking forward to checking a couple of them out.
Yay, we're excited. Hopefully we see you there.